Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy New Year to you. Welcome to 2017. My prayer is that this year is filled with joy, happiness, health, and prosperity for you and yours. This is Sharice Taylor, your Take It to the Top coach, speaker, and trainer. And today we are talking about how will you be great this year? How will you show up at work, at home, at play? How will you show up and be great this year? You know, just a few weeks ago, a good friend of mine asked me this question when I was talking about my speaking career, and I was sharing with this person about the topics that I'm speaking on and how I kind of really wanted to narrow my topic matter. And he said, well, what are you great at? Everybody's great at something. What are you great at? And, you know, as soon as he asked the question, I said, oh, if I had to pick one thing, it would be customer service. I am great at customer service. I have been great at executing it in my professional career of 25 years, and I'm great at facilitating and teaching others. He said, well, there you go. And so that has helped me a lot professionally to just sit with that question, how will you be great this year? But I want to talk about, if you're not as certain as I was about that one particular thing, and that's with my speaking. That's one thing that I know. I can deliver training and presentations on the topic of customer service with confidence and really make an impact on the people with whom I share my insight with. But how about you? How about you? I would like for you to take some time as we are launching into this new year to sit and think about, how will I be great? What thing will I focus on? And so just a couple of things that I want to share with you. Number one is that you've got to answer the question, how will I be great? Second question, or part B, what will I be great at? And what I have found in the last few weeks to be very helpful to me in getting some clarity and direction is to think about this question in regards to the key areas of my life. And for me, those areas are spirit, relationships, money, finances, career, and health. And maybe you have some other categories that you might want to, from that list, maybe add to or delete, or just come up with your own unique list. But how will you be great in the key areas of life that matter the most to you? For me, again, those areas are spirit, relationships, money, career, and health. So I have five that I really want to focus on. And what I've done is just with good old-fashioned pen and paper, deciding what one activity or what one thing do I want to master and become great at in this next calendar year. So step number one is that you have to sit down and jot down everything that comes to mind. And I do strongly recommend and encourage you to break those down into the key areas of your life. And there were some suggestions there. Again, you can come up with your own unique list. Number two is to set a goal. Set a goal. Set a goal. So how often will you need to do, you know, for me, training and customer service? What's your goal? How many training sessions do you want to book for yourself? speaking engagements do you want to book for yourself? Set a specific goal and give that goal a deadline. You've heard that before, right? You've got to give your goal a deadline. So you've got to be, number one, specific with your goal. How am I going to be great? I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3. And then set a deadline, a clear, distinct deadline for that. And then number 3 is that you have to really have a flexible spirit, if you will, a flexible mind, and be gracious to yourself. How many people tell you that? They're like, you know, oh, no, you've got to, it's got to be a hard line. It's got to be, you know, this, and this. Be flexible so that you can adapt. Listen, on our way to being fantastic and being great, we're going to fail. Let's just say the word and get it out of the way. We're going to fail. There's going to be failure. But it's in how you fail. If you slip and you miss a deadline, adjust the deadline. If you set a specific goal in one of those key areas of your life and you find into the first quarter, second quarter of this year that you need to change it, adjust it a little bit, do that. Be flexible and be gracious with yourself. And the last thing that I want to say in regards to this is that cultivate the mindset of being great so that you can serve others with your greatness, okay? So that's last, is that you want to cultivate the mindset of that I'm becoming great not for myself, but for others, because someone is waiting for me to be at the top of my game in this particular area. Someone is waiting for me to be on top of my game at work, in my job, in my church, within my family. So cultivate a mindset that you're becoming great, not for yourself, but for the service of others, for the service of others. And so I want to just recap as we come to a close on this year's first broadcast. And I can't believe this. This has been 4 years on Blog Talk Radio. I can't believe that. 4 years of Tailored for Success. And the time has just flown by. And I thank all of you who have tuned in, who have shared it out on your social media. Thank you very much. But again, as we close, let's just recap. Again, the question that we're posing today is, how will you be great in 2017? How will you be great this year? And so step number one is answering that question. How will you be great? And then breaking down the key areas of your life that you want to be great in, and what one specific thing. For me in my spiritual life, it is to be an avid prayer warrior. You know, prayer is that one part of my spiritual life that I want to become great in, intercessory prayer especially. And so pick that one area within each key area of your life. And again, the examples I gave were spirit, relationships, money, career, and health, okay? And then secondly, we talked about setting a goal that is specific and that also has a deadline, okay? Number 3 is to be flexible and gracious with yourself along the journey to your greatness, okay? So you're going to have hiccups. You're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have the big F word, failure. You're going to have failure. It will happen. But remember that you want to fail forward. You want to use that as a tool for you to learn what not to do as you proceed towards your goal. And then last but not least, you want to cultivate a mindset that you're becoming great not to serve self, but to serve others. Your greatness is to serve those around you, at home, at work, in your community. That's what it's for. And as you're doing that, you're going to be blessed in turn. So it works out for everybody. It's what I call the best reciprocal agreement there. So everybody wins. Again, you have been listening today to Tailored for Success here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your Take It to the Top coach, trainer, and speaker, Sharice Taylor. And dear friend, until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come.